Good morning. I'm going to go off script for a second. I'm glad to be back in town, in the area, even if it's just for really less than 24 hours by the time I leave, I think. I thank Rick for contacting me to speak. You guys caught me off guard. You already showed a Skycroft video. I didn't know that was coming. Just to give you a little information around the video you saw, that is from one of our summer camps called Century Kid. Century Kid is for grades three through sixth. Right now, we have 4 weeks of camp with third through sixth graders. The team that comes in and puts that on is hired by Lifeway, and they travel around the country. They have several different teams, and we are always their last visit of the summer, and they love coming to Skycroft. And as a matter of fact, it has become so popular that we're adding a fifth week next year. And 4 of the 5 weeks are basically sold out already. So that's a praise. We have churches come from all up and down the East Coast, Virginia, North Carolina, Maryland, Delaware, New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia. So we appreciate your prayers. We appreciate your support. We appreciate the team that you sent to Skycroft 4 or 5 years ago to help us do some volunteer work and some rebuilding. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about Skycroft as part of the sermon today. I'm getting like my dad. I got to put my eyes on so I can see. A lot of you know me already, know of me, know of my family. I bet my wife, when I came over without her, I said, more people are going to ask me where you are tomorrow that are going to pay attention to the sermon. I've already had 3 of you ask where my wife is. So let me give you a quick family update. And it pertains to Skycroft because without them, I wouldn't be at Skycroft. Without their encouragement, their support, I wouldn't have changed careers 5 years ago. So Patty and I are coming up on our 31st wedding anniversary in December. So we've been married almost 31 years. We got married here on the Eastern Shore. We met at church in Marydale when I was home for the summer from college. Our daughter Hannah has moved and lives about 35 minutes from us, and she has blessed us with 3 grandsons. And let me tell you something. If I'm tired today or a little out of it to get lost, it's their fault because they spent the night Friday night, so I was up all night with them before driving over here yesterday. Hayden and Maverick have just turned 3 in August, and they are twins, fraternal twins. And then we have little Asher, who has just turned 4 months old, and Friday night was the first time he got to spend the night at Mimi and Pawpaw's house. I call them Chunk, Nugget, and Peanut. If you've ever seen Maverick, he's a chunk. If you've ever seen Hayden, he's a nugget. And you hopefully will see Asher soon and know why I call him Peanut. Our son Ben, who many of you also know, is a junior in college at Stetson University in DeLand, Florida. He is studying journalism and communications and minoring in sports management. He is working for ESPN on his college campus, working in their production truck, and he has also done color commentary for 2 of their lacrosse games. And that's sort of the route he's looking to go with a career. For those of you who may not have heard, he also got engaged this year, and he is getting married in August of next year. And I know this will shock a lot of you, his fiance is a Southern Baptist pastor's daughter. So we're keeping it in the family. As I said, I think it's important to start with my family is they are all a part of not only my story, but my Skycroft story. So when Rick called and asked me to speak today, he wanted me to focus on Skycroft and the state missions offering. And I can't do that without mentioning my family. The family that supported me walking away from 26 years of business. Master's degree in business, 26 years in the finance and the banking and corporate world. They knew I wasn't happy. The family that gave up what they were doing to encourage me to go for it, to move, to relocate our family to Skycroft. The son that was a junior in high school been in the same school system, same friends from kindergarten on, agreeing to move. The daughter that was in college at the time and engaged to be married, and her family moved from Morgantown to 30 minutes from us in Martinsburg, West Virginia, her and her husband. The wife that had been working here in Dover for 14 years, who grew up on the Eastern Shore, who all of her family is on the Eastern Shore of Maryland. The parents that were used to having me 10 minutes away when they needed something at 2 in the morning or just to drop in and say hi once in a while. Without all of these people being willing to sacrifice and give up part of their lives for me to move to Skycroft and take the job as the facilities manager, I wouldn't be here speaking to you about Skycroft today. As I transition more into the specifics of today's message, I want you to keep that theme of family in mind. I titled today's sermon, BCMD, Skycroft and You. I really didn't have a name for it, but Rick on Friday and Saturday morning was like, I need something for the bulletin, I need a name. So I settled on BCMD, Skycroft and You. All of those are families as well. We are a family at Skycroft. We are a family at Skycroft that belongs to BCMD. So not only am I the facilities manager for Skycroft, I am actually an employee of BCMD, Baptist Convention of Maryland and Delaware. They own Skycroft. So maybe because I spent 26 years in that finance and banking and business world, maybe because I'm a huge sports fan, so numbers tend to stick in my head and I've grown to love numbers, I'm going to throw out a list of numbers for you all right now. Don't worry, they'll make sense before I leave the pulpit today. The numbers are 420, 100,000, 12,439, 80,174, my favorite numbers today, 1,756, 1,756. And the most important numbers you're here today are 85, 52, 33, and 9. BCMD, Skycroft, and You. Let's start with BCMD. BCMD is the Baptist Convention of Maryland, Delaware. It is a cooperative missions and ministry organization that's made up of more than 420. See, there's the numbers. I gave you 420. 420 is coming out already. 420 autonomous Baptist churches in the states of Maryland and Delaware. There's one or two outliers in a couple other states as well. But cooperative missions and ministry organization made up of more than 420 autonomous Baptist churches. A variety of state and worldwide ministries are coordinated through the administrative offices currently in Columbia, Maryland, including missions work, disaster relief, minister training and support, church development, evangelism, and more. The Baptist Convention of Maryland and Delaware is strategically located in the heart of the Mid-Atlantic region, from the suburbs of the nation's capital to the mountains of Western Maryland. Go Skycroft, we're in the mountains of Western Maryland, to the seashore, to the Chesapeake Bay watershed, to the urban centers of Baltimore and Wilmington, Delaware, the Baptist Convention of Maryland, Delaware serves its constituent churches. The two states represent a highly diverse population with nearly 6 million people organized into 27 counties. The Baptist Convention of Maryland, Delaware is organized throughout 11 geographic associations within the two states, and again, is in cooperation with over 420 churches. We are committed to the expressed vision of planting new churches and strengthening existing ones. 100,000, number two. $100,000 is the goal of the Baptist Convention of Maryland, Delaware's state missions offering. I think it's important to note that of that $100,000, 100% will remain right here in Maryland and Delaware. That money will not be sent elsewhere. So some of you may be asking, what is a state missions offering? To help answer that question, let's look at Scripture. The book of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 16 to 20. You don't need to look this one up. Everybody knows it. It's the Great Commission. Starting with verse 16, but the 11 disciples proceeded to Galilee, to the mountain. You're going to hear a lot about mountains today because Skycroft is on a mountain. To the mountain which Jesus has designated. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some were doubtful. And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of this age. In this passage, Jesus is commanding every one of us, everyone in this room today, each and every one of us. He's commanding us to continue the work of spreading the gospel. He's commanding us to take the message of his death and resurrection to all nations. And I also love that last part. He lets us know we don't have to do it alone. He tells us he will be with us until the end of the age. So how does this tie back to the state missions offering, you might ask? As I said, 100% of the state missions offering will be used to issue grants to Baptist Convention of Maryland, Delaware churches in order to mobilize them for missions as they seek to obey the Great Commission. That last piece comes directly from the Baptist Convention of Maryland, Delaware's director and office in Columbia. The state missions offering is a gift given annually by BCMD churches over and above their regular cooperative program giving, and it assists BCMD churches that are seeking to obey the Great Commission by resourcing them with grants. Skycroft has been a recipient of state missions offering, parts of the state mission offering in the past as well. This is an incredible opportunity for all the churches to collaborate with one another as we seek to ensure that every church is mobilized for mission in the Baptist Convention of Maryland, Delaware. I'm going to move on to Micah chapter 4. And to be totally honest with you, until I started preparing this sermon, it was not a passage of scripture that I was overly familiar with. Micah's a relatively small book. But Micah chapter 4 tells us, and it will come about in the last days that the mountain of the house of the Lord will be established as the chief of the mountains. It will be raised above the hills, and people will stream to it. Many nations will come and say, come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord. The second part of the title of today's message is Skycroft. Some of you are familiar with Skycroft. Some of you have even been there. But for those of you that do not know, Skycroft is located at the very top of South Mountain in Frederick County, the town of Middletown, Maryland. We're on the border of Frederick County and Washington County. Somewhere around 1,700 feet high. And I know compared to other mountains, that's not extremely high elevation. But for here in Maryland and on the eastern shore, that's a pretty good height. Those of us that work there, as well as many frequent visitors, refer to Skycroft as God's Mountain. Many years ago, a BCMD staff member who was in charge of music for BCMD wrote a song about Skycroft, and he titled it The Mountain for the Master. In our last passage of Scripture, talking about the Great Commission, verse 16 refers to the designated mountain. Talked about the mountain in the verse from Micah when I introduced this second part of the message. The Scriptures are discussing mountains designated by God and Jesus, and I believe based on some of the things I have personally witnessed at Skycroft, not only in the 5.5 years I worked there, but the years I attended there as a 6- and 7-year-old, sent my kids to camp there, organized and ran camps there before I started working there. But these things that I have witnessed, I think that Skycroft has indeed been designated God's mountain as well. Referring back to our verses in Micah, he tells us people will stream to the mountain. Here's the third number I threw out at you, 12,439. 12,439 is the number of guests that we've had at Skycroft from January 1st to August 31st of this year. So we still got 4 months to go. Micah, the verse of Micah tells us that people will stream to the mountain. Micah tells us also that many nations will come and go up to the mountain of the Lord. We have that at Skycroft also. 3 weekends ago, I was on duty. I'm on duty once every 4 weeks. I was on duty at Skycroft 3 weekends ago, and that was Labor Day weekend. That weekend alone, speaking about nations streaming to God's mountain, we had groups representing Haiti, Korea, Central America, as well as the United States. We had 4 groups in, so I had 4 different diverse nations groups at Skycroft. And that's common, many weekends. This weekend right now, there's a group called the Alliance International Ministries. It is a women's prayer ministry, and they have women that fly in from all over the world to come to Skycroft for a prayer retreat. Let me take a moment now to tell you even a little bit more about Skycroft. You got to see some of it in that video, and I have one other video that I'll be closing with, so you'll be able to see a little bit more. I already let you know that Skycroft is at the top of a mountain. Skycroft is owned by the Baptist Convention of Maryland, Delaware, located in Middletown, Maryland, in Frederick County. We have approximately 350 acres, and we border the Appalachian Trail. A Civil War battle was fought on what is now part of our property. We have 7 lodges, 2 20-room motel buildings, 2 dining halls attached to the kitchen, 1 on each side of the kitchen. We have a gymnasium, a registration building complete with coffee, a coffee and ice cream shop. We've titled the coffee shop He Brews. We have 9 conference rooms of various sizes, a 70-seat movie theater that can also be used as a worship center, a pool, a water slide, paintball. We have both high-end, low-rope challenge courses, a zip line, 5 different campfire sites. 2 of the 5 campfire sites also overlook the valley, so you can use them as an overlook or a campfire site, multiple miles of hiking trails, a fishing pond, many other recreational activities. We are open year-round, and during our peak summer season, we can host about 350 guests per day, per night. After the summer busy season, we take out about 80 beds and reduce it down to about 270, 275. We are used by both church and non-church organizations alike. We have many colleges and private schools that will come do retreats, both religious and non-religious. Montgomery County, Maryland Public Schools comes to Skycroft from October to April, about 2 weeks a year. Different schools come up and they do their outdoor education program. Some of those children that attend from Montgomery County Schools, the only time they've been exposed to God or seen a Bible verse in their life is the 3 days that they're at Skycroft. We do have questions on that. We do not engage them. We're not allowed to engage them, but if they engage us, we can have those conversations. We host 3 weekends of church camp in January. That's part of the video you're going to see near the end. It's called Reboot. It is for grades 6 through 12. It's Friday night through Sunday morning. A lot of churches will actually leave after the Saturday night worship service and head back home to their churches, because Sunday morning really all we do is feed you and let you get out of the lodges so we can clean up for the group that's coming in the next day. Over the summertime, we have 7 weeks of camp. The first camp is Crossings. It's for grades 6 through 12. It is 3 weeks of camp. So you come to one session, but you don't come to all 3 sessions, so it's 3 different groups. The group that puts that on is stationed in Kentucky. They bring in college kids to put on the worship, all the games we play, the various things. And then, as I already mentioned, we have 4 weeks of Century Kid. Next year, we're going up to an additional 5th week of Century Kid camp. So we start on Father's Day and go into August with our summer camps. So I've told you a lot about Skycroft. I'm going to give you another number. This number wasn't one of the ones I gave you in the very beginning, but it is an important number. We do all that with 8 full-time employees. 5 of the 8 employees, there's 1 married couple, including myself, live on site. And we have a host of part-time staff, mainly consisting of local high school and church youth group students. Are you ready for your next number? 80,000 174. Does anyone want to guess what that number represents? Your clue is Matthew 14, verses 13 to 21. Now when Jesus heard about John, he withdrew from there in a boat to a secluded place by himself. And when the people heard about this, they followed him on foot from the cities. When he came ashore, he saw a large crowd and felt compassion for them, and he healed their sick. Now when it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This place is secluded, and the hour is already past to eat. Send the crowds away so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." But Jesus said to them, "They do not need to go. You give them something to eat." They said to him, "We have nothing here except 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them here to me." And ordering the crowds to sit down on the grass, he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and he looked up toward heaven. He blessed the food, and breaking the loaves, he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds. And they all ate and were satisfied, and they picked up what was left over of the broken pieces, which was 12 full baskets. There were about 5,000 men who ate, besides women and children. So by now, some of you have probably guessed that number 80,174. That's the number of meals we've served from that same January 1st to August 31st time period. That puts us on pace to serve around 120,000 meals this year. I mentioned we have 8 full-time staff members. Only 2 of those are chefs. Jesus commanded the disciples in verse 16, which we just read, to do what? To give the people something to eat. Skycroft is in a secluded place as well, at the top of the mountain, nestled between a couple different mountain communities. It's a windy, curvy, often single-lane road with a foot-ditch drop-off if you run off the road on the side. We give them something to eat while they're there. When you visit Skycroft, we do follow that commandment pretty well. Ed Wilson, where are you? Am I right? You've been there. Every meal is a buffet-style all-you-can-eat with multiple proteins each meal, a breakfast bar, a salad bar for both lunch and dinner, coffee, tea, juice, and water to drink. Jesus knew the people needed their basic needs taken care of with lodging and meals. And at Skycroft, we aim to do that and more with every visit you make. A final food note, I told you that the number 1,756 was the favorite number I was going to give you today. It's not really, but for fun it is. This year so far, we've made 1,756 milkshakes. Thought that would be a nice, interesting number for you. So our guests have purchased milkshakes out of our ice cream shop. The final part of today's message was you. So I want to visit both an Old and New Testament scripture. Beginning with Romans 10, 8 through 10, we're told, "But what does it say? The word is near you, it's in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we are preaching. That if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation." In this passage, we are educated, if you say you believe in your heart and you confess Jesus as your Lord, you will be saved. This phrase includes repenting from sin, trusting in Jesus for salvation, and submitting to Jesus as Lord. God has clearly revealed the way of salvation. It is by faith. Christ's resurrection was the supreme validation of his ministry, and belief in it is necessary for salvation because it proved that Christ is who he claimed to be and that the Father has accepted his sacrifice in the place of sinners. In the Old Testament book of Isaiah, chapter 52, verse 7, it says, "How delightful on the mountains," there I am going to the mountains again, "how delightful on the mountains are the feet of one who brings good news, who announces peace and brings good news of happiness, who announces salvation and says to Zion, your God reigns." We looked at 5 passages of scripture today. 3 of them have talked about mountains. But it is true, just as it is in the passage during the Bible times where messengers traversed the mountains around Jerusalem to spread the good news. And then in the New Testament, Paul broadened the reference to preaching of the gospel in the kingdom to include spreading the gospel of God's grace from the time of Jesus Christ forward. Skycroft, God's mountain, the mountain for the master, is used to spread the good news that God reigns. So are you ready for your last set of numbers? These are the most important ones I'm going to share with you today. And this set of numbers comes strictly from our 7 weeks of camp. The first 3 weeks, we had campers from 6th to 12th grade. The last four, we had campers from 3rd to 6th grade. During these 7 weeks, there were 85 salvations. 52 students indicated that they were feeling called to ministry. There were 33 spiritual milestones. Spiritual milestones can be a rededication of their life, a special prayer request, a breakthrough. And we know of 9 people that went back to their churches and were baptized. I also told you I worked Labor Day weekend. Labor Day weekend, one of the Hispanic group from Central America asked us if they could use our swimming pool. And they baptized 3 people that day. And I got to be there at the swimming pool and witness that. I didn't understand what they were saying, but I understood that those 3 people were filled with the Spirit and were being baptized. In just a moment, I'm going to show you another Skycroft video, but as Jeff gets it queued up, let me share this with you. Rick has already asked me to come back in 2 weeks. Unfortunately, today I don't have a lot of time where I can stay. I can stay a couple minutes, but in 2 weeks, I promise you, I will make all the time that your group wants. If you have questions, want to have discussions, I'll bring some pictures of your church when they volunteered, putting steps in, and a couple other groups. I will make myself available, and my wife will be here with me as well. The final part of the sermon title was you. So what about you? How do you fit into this? Well, when you give, not only your regular giving and New Harvest Church's participation in the cooperative program, but also giving to the state missions offering, you are helping us at the Baptist Convention of Maryland, Delaware, and Skycroft follow the Great Commission. You are part of all of the numbers that I've shared with you today. You are part of the 1,756 milkshakes and the 85 salvations, the 80,100 meals, and by the end of the year, the 16,000 to 17,000 guests that will have visited Skycroft. You didn't have to travel to another nation to do it because the nations come to us at Skycroft. What else can you do? Here are a few things. Pray, visit, give. In order for Skycroft to continue to provide a place for God to speak to people, we are going to be required to make some infrastructure upgrades, and they're pretty costly. We have to basically upgrade our entire septic system. Not only can those upgrades be costly, but we also have to deal with multiple governmental agencies to complete them. So please pray for our infrastructure project. Pray for the guests that will be attending events at Skycroft the remainder of the year. Pray for our summer missionary program. Let me tell you real quickly what that is. We bought that back this year for the first time since COVID. And if you know anyone who may be interested in being a summer missionary at Skycroft, have them go to the website, fill out the application, and shoot me an email or text so that I can say, hey, I might know somebody that knows that person. So our summer missionary program, this past year we had 5 summer missionaries. They are all college-aged young men and young women who have actually attended camps at Skycroft and been a part of Skycroft that wanted to come back. What do we do with them? Besides helping us with our camps, we send them to local Blue Ridge Baptist Association churches. They put on vacation Bible schools. They led missions and serving projects in some of the communities around us. I told you, we only have 8 full-time employees. They help us, full-time employees, to be able to manage through the summer. They live with us during the summer. We give them free room and free board plus a weekly salary. We also have had a program in the past that since COVID we haven't been able to revitalize with a Bible college in Jamaica. That Bible college has sent us 4 people, 5 people a summer. We call them volunteers. They do not get paid to work at Skycroft. However, what happens is we pay their tuition and all the costs for them and a second person to attend the Bible college in Jamaica. So for every person that works, 2 people's way gets paid to go to the Bible college in Jamaica. And they also, we give them free room and board. The problem we've had the last couple of years is getting their visas approved to come into the country. So you can pray for our missionary program. You can visit us. Come visit us at Skycroft. Bring a retreat. Bring your group to the facility. Sponsor a group of kids and bring them to camp. You can give. I know your church is a great supporter in its giving. I want you to think outside the box. Part of this is selfish. Maybe you can't come to camp, or maybe your children are older or grown. Sponsor another kid. And this is where I say part of it gets selfish with me. There are kids that can't come to camp because either their families or their churches cannot afford it. I've been at Skycroft 5.5 years ago, and a dream of mine since I got there and found out about some of the kids that can't come to camp is to start a scholarship fund to help those who cannot afford to come to camp. Maybe your church can help me start that. I'm going to have Jeff run the video now, and once the video is run, I'll come back up and close us in prayer, and our time of invitation can begin. And I want to go ahead and thank you for letting me visit with you today before this video and before I come up and pray. Let's close in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the families and the group of people assembled here today. Thank you for sending your son Jesus to die on a cross to save me and all of us from our sins. Thank you for the support that this church gives to the Baptist Convention of Maryland, Delaware, to Skycroft, and to many other projects that are here local to Dover. Thank you for their heart for ministry and for serving you. Lord, be with us all as we leave today and go about our various daily and weekly activities. Keep us safe and help us to keep in mind we may be the only Jesus that some people see. In your name we pray. Amen.